It's my great pleasure. My great pleasure to welcome someone who's a real friend of science. Whenever there's a controversy, whenever there's someone needed to have the courage to take on the issue and the communication skills to tangle with John Humphreys or this morning Evan Davis, this guy steps forward. He's not always thanked for it, but he's usually in the right. And it's my great pleasure to welcome here today, formerly of the Medical Research Council, a Met Fellow of the Royal Society, Professor Colin Blakemore.
I think you should keep the applause going for Evan Harris, who's done so much for this event today. Jenny, who started Sciences quite only 2 weeks ago. Look what it's achieved already. And for Imran Khan, who's here at the moment, who's the director of the Gambia for Science and Engineering, who again has been leading the efforts to persuade the government up there about the stupidity of cutting science, cutting the hope for the future of our country. I used to be the chief executive of the Medical Research Council. At that time, the budget of the entire Medical Research Council was 1/40th of the budget of the National Institute of Health, the equivalent organisation in the United States. When I used to meet the director of the NIH, he used to say every time, how on earth does the MRC do it with so little money? Well, what it does is 29 Nobel Prizes so far. Amazing contribution. Politicians now today will say, what do we really care about Nobel Prizes? It's the economy, stupid. But yes, we know that it's the basic research which is the engine of the economy in the future. Yes, the Medical Research Council has its 29 Nobel Prizes, but it also discovered penicillin, discovered the link between smoking and cancer, did the basic research that led to the development of MRI, the most important advance in diagnostics in the 20th century, and it invented monoclonal antibodies, a whole new generation of biological drugs. That's what comes out of funding basic research. For someone of my age, this is terribly reminiscent events in the 80s. Not meetings in the street. This is new. And I think the politicians up there should recognize how unusual it is for you guys to come out of the labs and onto the street. How passionate you feel about this. Back in the 80s, there were similar problems with science funding. And funding really fell through the 80s and the early 90s. And the consequences were clear. Universities ran down in their status and in their infrastructure. Young people were leaving the country. That dreaded phrase, brain drain, was in the newspapers every day as good young people left. We couldn't attract the best scientists from abroad to come and work here. It's taken 13 years of steadily increasing investment just to get us back to where we were in 1986. If they up there are arguing that British science must have too much fat, there must be useless research which is being done. They should look at the figures comparing us with other countries and what we achieve with what we spend.